The plan essentially brings Wisconsin in line with the federal tax code when it comes to money people set aside in health savings accounts. Proponents say the accounts can be a helpful tool for people with high deductible insurance plans. Until now, Wisconsin had been one of only six states that don't offer this kind of tax break. Governor Scott Walker says changing that sends a message.
Long after the federal government said you don't have to be taxed on it, now for Wisconsin to join the rest of America in saying we're not going to have an additional tax from the state on top of that, I think opens the door. When we talk about Wisconsin being open for business, this is one of the many ways we're proving it's more than just a sign. It's more than just symbolism. It is substance.
This proposal has long been a priority of Republicans, but it also picked up a handful of Democratic votes when it passed the legislature last week. Critics say it won't do anything to create jobs, but it will have a very real effect on the budget. A nonpartisan estimate suggests it will increase the budget deficit by around $50 million. The governor has brushed off those concerns, but he did mention at the signing ceremony for this law that he would introduce a plan in the next couple weeks to repair the state budget for the current fiscal year that runs through the end of June. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.